Another drug is gaining new popularity in Europe. Cocaine has been flooding into countries there. One reason may be the weak American dollar and the strong euro. U.S. officials say drug traffickers are turning away from the U.S. market and turning toward the more lucrative European one. While cocaine use is on the rise across Europe, studies suggest that Spain is the biggest consumer. The world's Jerry Haddon has more.
José María Pérez used to attend this annual all-night rave on the beach in Barcelona. But this year, the 24-year-old Pérez stayed far away, in the mountains, an hour up the coast. He says he had to avoid all the cocaine circulating in the young crowd.
Entonces yo necesité separarme físicamente de mi grupo de amigos, de mi trabajo, de mi familia.
He says, I had to put some distance between me and the scene, my work and my family, to gain perspective. And now I have to learn to live without the cocaine. The struggle never ends. Pérez sits in the leafy courtyard of a drug rehab clinic called Cita. He says the strong euro put once expensive cocaine within reach for young people like himself. He says, when I was just using cocaine for fun on the weekends, I could easily pay for it on my salary. But when it became a daily habit, 2 or 3 grams a day, then I began to have serious problems. I got into debt and dragged my family into the mess. Social workers and analysts say Pérez is part of a growing number of cocaine users across Europe. But here the problem is especially acute. One European Union study suggests Spain leads Europe in cocaine consumption. Here at the Cita Rehab Clinic, director José María Fábregas says 9 out of 10 of his clients are cocaine users. He says, I think there are 2 indicators of the severity of the problem, the starting age of cocaine users and the perception of the drug's danger. Both are going down. So I don't expect cocaine use to taper off anytime soon. American officials are paying attention to the European trend. They say it coincides with a decline in supply in the United States. The White House drug policy chief, John P. Walters, says the weak dollar is contributing to this global cocaine shift towards Europe because the European market is now more profitable for traffickers. Could be, says Spanish Civil Guard Lieutenant Máximo Sánchez, but he says he thinks more is at work than just the strong euro. He says so much cocaine enters Spain in part because so many illegal immigrants enter as well. Drug smugglers use the same routes, mainly via Africa, as human smugglers. And he says historical ties make Spain an easy destination as well. He says business relations between Spain and Latin America were established long ago. It's a gateway to Europe, but it's not the only entry point. Sanchez says Eastern Europe has become a popular entry point as well, but he concedes there's no way to know how much cocaine is really reaching Europe, because you can only measure what you intercept and not what slips past. During his recent European visit, U.S. drug czar John Walters reinforced that point. He mentioned the long-held belief that authorities intercept about 10% of all illegal drugs entering the U.S. He says that number is just made up. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.